WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is set to sign an executive order this afternoon, fulfilling a campaign promise to eliminate the Education Department. Josh Cowan is with the Education Law Center.
My view is this thing is mostly just a press release. The real gutting of the Department of Education began a few weeks ago when Trump began the layoff process for more than half the department staff.
A longtime alleged L.A. gang leader is facing federal charges for running a mafia-like criminal enterprise that he fronted as a charity. Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph McNally says Eugene Henley Jr. posed as a savvy businessman and community leader.
The facts alleged in the complaint paint a very different picture. It is one of a murderer, a thief, a liar.
Israeli strikes overnight killed at least 85 Palestinians. The BBC's Yolan Nell.
European and Arab countries have called on Israel to stop its strikes and allow desperately needed aid back into Gaza.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lin.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at bullfallsradio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Trump administration has launched another investigation into UW-Madison over DEI initiatives, this time alleging that the university is continuing to work with a nonprofit, one that aims to boost diversity in doctoral programs. Savannah Tomei-Olson has the details.
The president's Department of Education is looking into 45 universities across the country that participate in the PhD Project. Now, the PhD Project is a nonprofit program that works to recruit more people of color into doctorate programs. It limits eligibility based on race and ethnicity. Back in February, all universities got a letter saying they had 2 weeks to eliminate any programs that focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or they would lose access to federal funding. And last week, the administration announced that 60 universities were being investigated for civil rights violations because of campus protests against the war in Gaza. In that letter, new Secretary of Education Linda McMahon told these universities they could face, quote, potential enforcement actions.
And Senator Tammy Baldwin is raising concerns on how the NOAA firings will impact the Great Lakes. She wrote a letter to NOAA's Vice Admiral Hahn, wanting to know in detail the number of people fired at NOAA, how many of those served the Great Lakes, and what services will be lost as a result. She also wants to know how they plan to preserve these services. Baldwin says not only do the Great Lakes attract millions of visitors each year, but they also provide drinking water to over 30 million people, generate clean hydropower, and generate $3.1 trillion in gross domestic product. Now, there are 12 sectors within NOAA that deal with Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. They range from things like providing critical marine forecasts for shipping, storm surges, and coastal flooding, to investing in clean drinking water or protecting wildlife from invasive species. There are even programs to prevent microplastics from entering the Great Lakes. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Badgers and the Big Dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today. The game being played at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. John Tonjay transferred to Wisconsin, where he's become the Badgers' leading scorer, and was asked, what's it like being back in Denver, where he went to Colorado State for 4 years?
It was pretty cool to know that I'm coming back to a familiar place. You know, it brings back a lot of memories just driving around and kind of just seeing the downtown area of Denver. So it's definitely a blessing to be back in Colorado for a little bit.
Marquette is in Cleveland today, where they open the tournament tomorrow night against New Mexico. NBA, the Bucks road trip continues tonight in LA, where they take on the Lakers. Game time 9:30. Doc Rivers reportedly met with Giannis and Damian Lillard to address the team's slump. The Bucks coming off a loss at Golden State.
At the start of the game, you know, we were too slow at it to where they and keep the matchups in the action that they wanted. We just got to be just quicker about those things and be better.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon, with wind northwest switching to the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Some afternoon sprinkles with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary. And
I think so.
We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm taking a little time off, but not to worry. We've got a special Women's History Month episode for you. I talk with some of my fabulous female colleagues here at Civic Media. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Full Falls Radio. WXCO.
It is Thursday, March the 20th of 2025. Currently in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and 3rd Street. Partly cloudy skies, a little bit of sun peeking through, temperature of 25 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel and see a video stream of the program. And you can join us by giving us a call or a text. The number is the same, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Or join us by using the Civic Media app as well to call or text. Well, it was not a fun drive in. I know the snow has ended. I know the plows have been out there. But, boy, at the bottom of all that snow, roughly 7 inches of snow here in the Wausau area, there is a lot of ice, and it made for a slow and a careful drive in this morning. And we'll get more on the weather when we're joined by Brittany Merlot in just a few minutes at 8:21. And then coming up at 9:21 this morning, we'll be talking, as we do every other Thursday, to the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stensel. We're going to talk about a little event over at the Wausau office of one Representative Tom Tiffany. That's coming up at the noon hour today. So we'll talk about that and more with Nancy Stensel coming up in hour number two. Real quickly, good morning to you, Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
We'll have more with you coming up in just a few minutes. But First, we want to welcome in a man that hangs around at the conclusion of his Up North News program, which you hear right before this one from 6 till 8 a.m. here on 98.9 WXCO, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. Pat, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I feel so lucky.
I know why you're lucky.
All day long, I'm looking at the radar, and the radar says it's snowing here, but it wasn't. You know, it stayed in the mid-30s temperature-wise. Not a single flake of snow. And I knew it was going someplace, but it wasn't until this morning when I looked up the storm totals and saw that 5 to 9 inch band of snow from La Crosse up through Wausau up to Krivitz that I realized we had dodged a snow bullet over here in the Chippewa Valley.
I have to say that when I was tuned into your program in the last hour, The thing that annoyed me probably as much as anything are the people that were complaining about not having any snow. I was driving home last night. I had a high school sports show on Wednesday evening, so I didn't get, no, it's like 8:45 as I got back to my neighborhood in Weston, and there were a bunch of people out there shoveling, and it was not a good snow for shoveling, and I fell for those folks. So, I mean, it was just, ugh.
That last one is always the wet, heavy one, and it's the one you should just try to let be if you can. But boy, once you get 7-8 inches, you can't just ignore it. You know, if you want to plow through, pardon the pun. So yeah, I know how lucky we are here. The ice is very nearly off the lake over here, and today's the first day of spring. The Brewers play a week from today, so I hope that what you've got out there melts really quick, that people drive careful, and we can all embrace the coming spring.
I, real quickly, because I wasn't planning on bringing this up, but I was tuned in, getting set here, and you had Luke Mathers on, and he brought up the fact that next week, 1 week away, we are starting a new baseball season, spring, in terms of baseball. Yep. And this week, there was a baseball story that really annoyed me, it made me angry, because Jackie Robinson scrubbed from the Department of Defense website his story, as he was somebody that before breaking the color barrier in 1947 served our country, and scrubbed, and the label that was left there started with the DEI sports or something like that. And the pure racism that is right now permeating this administration, and I'm not sure how to go about it. I mean, because we hear these stories all the time from people on the air. You can't shame people into thinking the right way or acting the right way. And yet, I'm kind of miffed on how do we go about calling, I mean, at the top of the hour news, another investigation at UW-Madison from the Trump administration about, God forbid, the crime of perhaps some kind of DEI program to get people into a graduate program. I mean, what's your take on all this? How do we go about this? Because when you are wiping away Jackie Robinson for no other reason than he is black, that is the pure definition of racism.
And it just seems to escape a lot of people that this is no longer about special treatment for people in groups that had been facing generations of discrimination, hatred, deadly violence. This goes so far beyond anything that might be listed as special treatment. Listing the historical achievements of somebody like Jackie Robinson and saying that, well, even the mention of his firsts or the Tuskegee Airmen, or the many women who worked at NASA, the Navajo Code Talkers, all of these things, if you're looking to erase history, this is not about special treatment of people today or what you consider to be special treatment. But if you're willing to try to erase race from history, own the label. Own the label, because that's not something you do unless there's something racist about the way you feel about other people that you try so hard to remove their achievements from history and you try to other them. And it's wrong.
No, exactly right. Exactly right. And this is a group that is trying to reestablish names of bases for losing Confederate generals. I mean, it's crazy.
It is. And of course, you've got everything with the deportations as well, to which, again, people say, well, that's who's coming over. Stop. We have the example of somebody from Peru who overstayed her visa. Her job was cleaning up towels at a water park in Wisconsin Dells for a time. She overstayed her visa during COVID, but was taking steps toward U.S. citizenship and is now sitting in a detention center in Louisiana someplace because she was stopped at an airport coming back from her honeymoon. All I ask of people who say, well, good, she overstayed her visa. All I ask is this. Find me one blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Swedish exchange student who overstayed their visa. Show me the same kind of person being put in detention, and maybe I will grant you just a little bit of peace from the barrage of criticism that you have rightly earned. Show me one blonde-haired, blue-eyed person from Sweden who's overstayed their visa and is being treated in the same way.
Well, it's all racial profiling. It's racial profiling. And all of a sudden, that's good again for these people. I mean, it's crazy. Yes. I want to congratulate you. Obviously, you know, you're pushing the right buttons when Derek Van Orden is pointing out what you're saying. And the way you look at it, at least it's one more listener, but Derek's out there.
Probably more than one, because I don't know how to put this. He was not bright enough to put up the clip where I called him out for trying to gaslight his constituents that all these cuts to the VA aren't hampering the health care of our veterans. And he has the audacity to put up the full thing and then to put in a link to the Merriam-Webster definition of gaslighting as if I somehow got it wrong. And I love that there were comments on there going, Congressman, I voted for you. I'm with you. But he actually has the definition right on this. So we already had that going for us. And that was before, of course, the story this morning that Elon Musk has maxed out his donations to Derek Van Orden and other members of Congress who call for the impeachment of judges who dare try to tell President Trump that he has to abide by the law. And as far as I'm concerned, that $6,600 in campaign contributions from Elon Musk, that's 30 pieces of silver. And Derek Van Orden got his 30 pieces of silver for betrayal to a constitution to which he had sworn allegiance. The description is apt, and it fits, and he should own it.
And I bring up Derek because today, here in Wausau, some folks are going to pay a visit to Congressman Tom Tiffany's Wausau office, because he, like many of the others, not coming and talking to them. But 2 days ago, he was here in the Wausau area at an anti-trans event featuring the swimmer Riley Gaines, who basically started this whole anti-trans sports push a few years ago. Now she's making a nice living as a hate speaker around the country, sponsored by Moms for Liberty. So it shows the people that he wants to hang out with, but he and Derek Van Orden and others don't want to hang out with the average voter and answer questions.
Oh, no, that is beneath them. And even if they did, they know the song and dance routine well enough now that what they would tap dance through, and they would claim that the people in the crowd are paid George Soros agitators, and they're only comfortable with those who see people who are white and straight and usually male as some kind of oppressed class of people in need of protection. In other words, they're babies who have no sense of compassion for what people belonging to other groups have had to go through, again, for generations. And the fact that now some people are being treated with a modicum of respect is too much for them to handle. And so they have to propose hateful bills, pass divisive laws, use all kinds of insults and name-calling language in the way that they speak to these groups. None of it is a surprise. If Tom Tiffany wants to surprise me, if he wants to surprise me and a bunch of others, go to that town hall and explicitly tell us one thing you want Donald Trump to do differently. If there's no daylight between the two of you, then I guess you would be wasting your time trying to hold a town hall anyway.
Compassion, that is a word that I think we need a lot more of from our leaders these days. And
amen.
I think that's a perfect way to put a period on our discussion. Pat Kreitlow, 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News every weekday morning right here on 98.9 WXCO. Always appreciate your time, Pat, and have a great Thursday and a great weekend.
My pleasure. Talk to you later.
We're going to take a quick time out and then come back and talk about the weather. Much nicer right now as I look outside. The clouds really have broken up even in the last 15 minutes or so. Lots of blue skies out there. Lots of sunshine. So we'll talk about how much snow we got and what we can expect as we get closer to the weekend with Brittany Merlot coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bow Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
This National Ag Week, we salute the men and women of agriculture. Quality Roasting would like to thank everyone involved in farming for their hard work and dedication helping to feed America. With flexible feeding options, Quality Roasting is here to help you explore how high oleic soybeans can fit into your farm strategy and make an impact. Quality Roasting, a local soybean processor since 1991. Call today, 920-775-9279, to sell your soybeans.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Washington State implemented their universal vote-by-mail system in 2013 and built in signature matching for identity verification. A March ruling by the state Supreme Court upholds that rule as constitutional because voters can cure discrepancies. Before the 2022 midterms, a state commissioned audit found that younger voters, voters of color, and non-English speakers were far more likely to have their ballots rejected, and the rate of rejection varied by county. Two recent lawsuits challenged the signature matching rule, claiming that the lack of handwriting standards and the inconsistent science for signature verification resulted in the rejection of 4,500 Hispanic ballots in the 2020 primary and 36,000 ballots from all voters in the 2022 midterms. In the court's recent opinion, Justice Stephen C. Gonzalez acknowledged those rejections. All too many ballots are not counted because election workers cannot verify the voter's signatures and the voter does not or cannot cure their ballot in time. But the court found no bias, evidence of partisan malfeasance, or that voters were intentionally blocked from voting. It also found counties offered opportunities to cure those ballots. The state's auditor recommended more training for county election officials, outreach to the most affected voter groups to prevent discrepancies, and more valuable advice for any state verifying signatures. We'll have more on that in our next report. I'm Brian Beal.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to YouTube.com and go to the 98.9 WXCO channel there. Plus, you can join us by giving us a call or a text at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program, and we'd love to hear your voice, hear your thoughts through a text. If there's something we are talking about or something we are not talking about that you would like to bring to the forefront here on this program. The time is 8:22. Sun is shining again here in north central Wisconsin. Yep, the clouds have broken up. Temperature of 25 degrees, but there is a lot of snow on the ground. And below all that snow, as the plows went by, a lot of the roads still have a lot of ice on them. In fact, as I drove in again, it was not a fun drive in. I had started off with some freezing rain yesterday, and now they have all that ice that's below the snow on the road. So again, until that sun and the temperatures warm up and melt it, take a little bit of extra time as you're heading off to work or school or running errands, whatever you may be doing here on this Thursday morning. To get all the details on what we got yesterday and what we may get coming up in the future, it's time to talk about the weather with our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, it is a little rough out there. Still trying to get into work this morning. Like you said, that slushy, sloppy stuff down at the bottom and it's all icy. It's heavy to shovel. It's a pain in the butt, I know. But it looks beautiful, doesn't it, with sun on it this morning?
It does. I mean, really is a nice morning. I mean, yesterday it was blowing from left to right or right to left. A lot of wind, a lot of blowing, a lot of snow. And now things just, you know, in the aftermath, it comes back to a calmness. By the way, how much did we get here in Wausau? Do you know?
We got 7 inches is what I'm seeing being reported. The highest in Marathon County, I believe, was in Hatley, 8.7 inches. And then also Evergreen picked up 7.5. But the highest totals in the state were in Toma with 11.3 inches. So they were close to a foot in Toma.
Well, once again, going to give you the credit that you deserve. You said it. You said for sure yesterday we are going to get between 6 and 9 inches. right in the bullseye yet again. But you're exactly right in terms of what we were going to get. And the thing about it is it's not going to stick around that long. But then again, mm-hmm. I heard you talking that we may get a little bit more snow by the end of the weekend.
Yes. So it's crazy. I mean, we got the most snow right here as we're switching seasons, right, from winter to spring. Happy first day of spring, everybody. wake up. It's the snow winter wonderland out there. Wild, wild, wild. But things are calmer today. It's sunny. It's still breezy on occasion. Winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour out of the north. But the sun is working on it. It's going to shrink it down and melt it and compress it a little bit more. But it's not going to take or 7 inches away, that's for sure. Tomorrow, though, it's going to work on it again. We are going to hit highs in the upper 30s today. Tomorrow, we'll reach the upper 40s with partly sunny skies. And then we also have a chance of light rain rolling in the afternoon, which could flip to a few flurries in the evening, but no, like, accumulations from that besides a trace. So that'll be working on the melting as well. Winds will be breezy tomorrow, too, out of the southwest, up to 25 miles per hour. So that's how we're getting up to those upper 40s. Mm-hmm. But then another system starts to move in. So we'll have the calm before the storm on Saturday. Highs will be in the upper 30s, sunny, calm, and then Sunday, the system wants to move in. Actually, really Saturday around midnight into our Sunday morning, snow on tap. It could be quickly accumulating in the morning, and then it could mix with some rain in the afternoon, or it could stay all snow and heavy and wet and rapidly accumulating, and then it flips back no matter what to snow on Sunday night and into our Monday morning. And that's when it should lessen out and start to ease up. But this one is packing a punch again. Another half a foot is possible. And it is right here into the Northwoods from Wausau to Ashland over to northeastern parts of the state is where it's targeting at the moment. But we all know that these systems, they switch, they move around, they wobble. Even last minute yesterday, they wobbled to the south.
And it looks as though basically all day Sunday, you're going to expect it. So if you have any plans to travel by Sunday, sounds like it's going to start early and it's going to end late. So basically a complete wipeout of Sunday in terms of having any non-threatening snow weather on Sunday.
Yeah, I wouldn't plan to travel on Sunday. I wouldn't go see friends or family or run the errands or do the groceries. I would do all of that on Saturday. Get it done, get it out of the way, relax on Sunday, sit back, have some coffee or hot chocolate, and just watch the snow fly.
Absolutely. All right, what are the details here for today's forecast?
All right, a little breezy, but those winds will start to ease up this afternoon. They're still out of the northwest, so a crisp breeze. Highs today in the upper 30s because that snow on the ground is going to keep us cooler, but it is going to be sunny. We will get partly sunny tomorrow. Highs in the upper 40s, melting that snow away.
All right. Well, when we get together tomorrow, you'll have probably a little bit more information on what to expect on Sunday. So we'll look forward to that. Hey, enjoy the sunshine today. I know that you enjoyed the snow yesterday.
I did.
You showed us. Yep, exactly right. So thanks again for all the information. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Brittany. Have a good day. Bye, guys.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us every weekday morning at 8:21 here on 98.9 WXCO. Right now, fair skies, 25 degrees is the temperature. The winds are out of the northwest at 9 miles per hour, so a wind chill factor of 16. The relative humidity is 58%, dew point of 12, barometer of 29.84 inches. And a visibility of 10 miles. Again, as I was coming in this morning, you know, the plows did a terrific job. They got the snow off the roads. But at the bottom of the roads, especially some of the side roads, I mean, I'm looking right outside here. It's on Washington Street. It's basically ice. They moved the snow off of it. But at the bottom was some of that freezing rain that occurred at the start of the system yesterday.
Yep.
So, again, very icy conditions out there, whether you're driving or even walking around. Make sure you take your time. Get to where you need to safely. We don't need you to end up in a ditch or anything like that on your way to work this morning.
Definitely not.
The time is 8:28. Coming up, we have an information update. We do that at the top and the bottom of every hour here on 98.9 WXCO, and then we'll come back with more. Sunny skies here in downtown Wausau, 25 degrees. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Stephen Avery typed a letter to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but they remain unmoved. Lisa Hale has more.
Stephen Avery personally sent a letter to the Wisconsin Supreme Court last week asking for a new trial. He said he was the, quote, victim of a setup and it has to be fixed now. The state's highest court rejected that petition because the 62-year-old Avery has an attorney but does not have hybrid representation where both he and the lawyer present arguments to the court. An appeal by Avery's attorney is pending with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Avery is serving a life sentence for the 2005 death of Teresa Halbach. That case gained notoriety with Netflix's docuseries Making a Murderer. Avery maintains his innocence. All of his appeals so far have been denied.
And Wisconsin Rapids approved No Mo May. Melissa Kay tells us more.
City resident Elizabeth Whalen is the project leader for Monarch and Pollinator Encouragement Project through Clean Green Action, as well as working with Wild Ones of Central Wisconsin.
We've actually learned a lot, and maybe we're kind of considering and hoping to go towards a slow-mo summer.
She said that a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work for everyone. They would like to provide more educational information to residents on how the program would benefit both pollinators and residents. Alderperson Patrick Delaney spoke in favor of the program as a whole.
It is well-received. A lot of people do it. I haven't heard one complaint about No Mo May.
Delaney made the motion to approve No Mo May without the requirement to register or put a sign in your yard. The motion passed 6 ayes to 2 nays.
Wisconsin Rapids residents won't be required to keep their lawns under 6 inches until June 4th. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon with wind northwest switching to the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Some afternoon sprinkles with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bond.
Coming up on the show, can the Trump administration impeach judges who don't do what they want? Jim Santel will answer those questions and more, plus sports and weather. Do not miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And you can join us at YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO channel, 715-382-9297, 715-382-9297, to join us here on the program. Again, as we always say, if there could be something we are talking about, it could be something we are not talking about, we want your voice to be heard, and make sure that you know, you let your voice be heard. 715-382-9297, call or text, and again, you can also use the Civic Media app. Also, again, want to remind you that your chance to win starts on Monday. Yep, four times a day next week and the following week. Two big weeks. Civic Media's next statewide text to win contest right around the corner. Be sure to tune in starting at 7 a.m. beginning Monday, March 24th, for your chance to listen for a keyword to enter in for your chance to be an hourly winner, and then also enter to win the grand prize. There are four chances each and every weekday. 7 a.m. with Pat Kreitlow, 11 a.m. with Jane Matinere, 1 p.m. with Todd Alba, and 4 p.m. with Dom Salvia. And each of those 4 hours, a prize will be given away for that 1 hour. And then you are also part of the grand prize drawing, which will be held at the end of the contest. Daily chances to win include a Chula Vista giveaway, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, or $100 in cold, hard cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen-size mattress set from Berlo Mattress. So, again, make sure that you download the Civic Media app and be listening starting at 7 a.m. with Pat Kreitlow on Monday for your first chance in the Text to Win hourly contest. And, again, what will happen is at the near the top of that hour, the host will give you the keyword. And then all you have to do, you don't have to put anything else, just the one keyword into your Civic Media app and send it. And again, this is a contest that's through the Civic Media app only. So if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app yet, make sure you do so before Monday. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app. And then when you do enter, make sure you open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app. Mm-hmm. It's the fourth one down because we want to look good to the bosses. They take a look at where all these text to win contest entries come from, and we want to make sure that 98.9 WXCO is at the top of the mountain when it comes to that. So should be a lot of fun, a lot of great chances to win. Who couldn't use $100 of cold hard cash or tickets to the Brewers or a Chula Vista giveaway? I mean, those are just the hourly wins, and that's four times a day for 2 weeks. So again, it should be a lot of fun. So starting on Monday, the text to win contest contest here on Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO. You heard the voice in the background. We did not have a proper chance to introduce him at the start of the show with the Pack Right Low in, so kindly after his show ends, but that is our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
When you left last night at the end of the big high school sports show, we were here until about, 8:20, 8:30, somewhere in that general time frame. You said that you thought you'd have to go home and shovel, but apparently you did not shovel. I heard you talking to Brittany. Did you shovel when you got home?
We didn't tackle the snow in the driveway until the morning. My dad, I got the snowblower out. He was able to clear a path on the driveway for, his car and my car. I had to get out, and then as soon as I get home, I'm going to help him finish it. So
was the dry
snowblower will be, fully charged up again, because the problem with our snowblower and the heavier snow is that it kind of drains the battery a lot faster than usual. So I think we're probably gonna have to do a little more shoveling, and I'm hoping the battery will be charged up by the time I get home, because that way he can use the snowblower and I'll just do the shovel, because I'm
you're young and strong.
And like Brittany was telling me, it's good exercise as well.
as long as you don't overdo it.
Yep, just take it slow.
By the way, how was the drive home? Because when I drove home, I live in Weston, and we got done with the show last night, and it was about 8:30. It was not a fun drive, because I went through to Grand Avenue. I decided, because usually I take the back route sort of by Camp, Pam Phillips.
Yeah, I thought, going the highway.
Well, but I thought back roads during a snowstorm, not probably the best way to go. So I took the main drag right through Wausau, through, right down through Schofield to Weston. And it was not fun. And, there was quite a bit of snow on there. And every time that somebody was right behind me, I'm thinking, stop it. Stop being that close. It's a slow drive here. It's just the way it is. And anytime there was somebody on the right-hand side as well, it's like, oh, I don't want to you can get up close to them. But how was your drive home?
The drive home last night was definitely interesting, because thankfully it stopped snowing.
Right.
So that was good.
Yep.
The main issue I was having was the wind, because it was still blowing hard. I mean, I was opening my door to get into my car, and the wind was so strong I couldn't even keep the door open by itself. But the roads were challenging, because they were snowplows have been working hard.
And yep.
I just want to give a shout out to all the snowplow drivers in our community, because you work very hard, and we really should appreciate you more for all you do. But it's just so much snow, and the roads were messy. And the problem is with certain drivers, and, some people go slower to avoid an accident, which is understandable. And I like those people, because I like to stay behind them, because it also keeps me safe. But then you also have to watch when they're coming up to a stop, because you don't want to, not be paying attention, otherwise you could get a fender bender. And then you have the certain people who, they have these big vehicles, they think they own the road, then they can tackle any type of weather, who just zoom around everybody else and just have no consideration for, how it affects everybody else, which is to each is their own. I'm not gonna speak against them, because everybody has their own.
Well, people should drive safely in tough conditions. And
see, the problem is we haven't had a lot of significant snowstorms this year, so we haven't had as much practice driving in these types of conditions.
Well, it sounds like
evidence of last night, because it was really challenging coming to the radio station and driving home as well.
Sounds like we could have more practice on Sunday, so we'll keep a close eye on the weather. As Brittany said, maybe another half foot on Sunday, but we'll
spring
find out
on
more.
The way, but it's definitely not here yet.
Absolutely. I wanted to mention as well, coming up around lunchtime today, folks may be interested in paying a visit to 2620 Stewart Avenue. and you're wondering, well, what is 2620 Stewart Avenue? Well, that is the address of the WASA office of Representative Tom Tiffany. And an event going on today at 12 noon from By Ashland to WASA Indivisible. That's the group. It's at 12 noon at Tom Tiffany's office, 2620 Stewart Avenue, the public sidewalk in front of the office. So it's a public area. According to the...
Hopefully it's shoveled off, okay.
I would hope so as well, but it's actually kind of... I like the press release they put out, because they put it in wording that kind of, you know, it's truthful, but yet a little bit funny, because it says, last seen, Tom Tiffany, ducking in and out and avoiding his constituents. Yet, sadly, he is invited as a special guest to an anti-trans event featuring Riley Gaines at the Hilton Garden Inn in Rib Mountain on Tuesday. Sponsored by Moms for Liberty, and can back that wholeheartedly. Obviously, he does not represent everyone in his community. Where he is not, Tom Tiffany, not standing up for veterans, farmers, or seniors. And then in parentheses, who needs them when you have billionaire donors? Probably somewhere helping Trump and Musk dismantle the government, one tax cut for the rich at a time. Warning, if found, he may attempt to distract you with empty rhetoric while slashing the VA, Medicare, gutting Social Security, and ignoring working families. Come and show Congressman Tom Tiffany we will not be ignored. Again, that's today at 12 noon, meeting on the sidewalk in front of Congressman Tom Tiffany's WASA office, 2620 Stewart Avenue. Bring your signs or come as you are. There will be a couple of speakers as well. And they add, please be peaceful and courteous. Do not block driveways and obey all laws. Again, it's just saying, hey.
That's a good way to get people's attention.
Exactly. Don't be doing anything untoward, but it's getting people's attention. It's getting the attention, hopefully, of Congressman Tom Tiffany. And you've not seen very many public events now being held by Republicans, because there's a lot of people, and there's Republicans as well, that are very unhappy with a lot of these cuts that are being put through by DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, led by Elon Musk, and it's hurting a lot of folks. So,
well, it's good they're unhappy, but now they have to take the next step and actually fight back and do something about this. Otherwise, it's going to be a long
4 years. Yep. No, exactly right.
Or 3 years and...
three years and 10 months. Yeah, 3 years, because today...
3 years, 10 months.
Today is the 20th of March. So 2 months exactly since Trump 2.0 got underway. Feels like it's been a lot longer than 2 months, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
But it's only been 2 months, and they continue to do things that are just, you know, mind-boggling in terms of...
Yeah.
Destroying the economy and destroying a lot of people's lives. But today, again, at 12 noon, come on out in front of Congressman Tiffany's WASA office at 2620 Stewart Avenue. We will have more about this and other issues with Marathon County Democratic Party Chairperson Nancy Stencil. She'll be with us in the second hour of the program at 9:21. And I forgot to mention as well, at the end of the show, we will be giving you another opportunity with the number for the day quiz. We always wrap up the show at about 9:55, 9:56 with our number for the day quiz. And you came up big yesterday.
Yes, I was able to pull out a win and make it a 1 out of 3.
So you are now right where you need to be. That means
exactly
3 days down this week, and it's all riding on the next 2 days.
Yep.
Because if you get today right or tomorrow right, that means you'll get a passing grade. If you get both right, you'll get a winning week. Yep, a winning week. But if you get both wrong, it'll be a failing week. So still lots to work on. Still lots to work on. And we'll give you the topic coming up at the start of the second hour. So you can start thinking. It's actually an interesting topic.
Okay.
It's probably a topic that people... may not like all that much, but I think it's kind of interesting, and I think it's interesting because
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I think it's a little interesting. I don't know why. I mean, I maybe should be thinking differently, but doggone it, it just catches my fancy today. So
yeah,
we're gonna talk about that coming up at the start of hour number two. Okay. Hey, and I know a lot of folks today are probably planning on taking half days. NCAA men's basketball tournament fully gets into action, and the Wisconsin Badgers playing an afternoon game. So we're going to kind of touch on that and talk a little sports coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. 8:49 is the time. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
"The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?"
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Chad Home Show, 98.9 WXCO. We are less than 2 weeks away from the spring election. Again, Tuesday, April the 1st, big election. State Supreme Court, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, local races, school referendums. I mean, normally, sometimes the spring election can be a sleepy one, but make sure you get out there and vote, because so often the spring election has a low voter turnout. Make your plan right now to be a voter for this election. In fact, you can vote now. Early voting is underway. Check with your area clerk, find out what hours are available for early voting, or set up a plan to make sure you vote on election day itself, which is April 1st. And we've talked about this last year. I'm somebody that likes to vote on election day. You always make sure.
Me too.
And obviously, one of the reasons you vote early is if something comes up or something like that that causes an issue, then you know you've taken care of it. But there's something special about election day itself for me. But there's no bad way of voting. As long as you vote, whether it's early or on election day, make sure you make a plan to vote. You can learn about all the ways to register to vote in front of the April 1st spring election, what you need on election day as well, of course, with the voter ID and all that. Go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov, and then make that plan and make sure you vote between now and Tuesday, April the 1st, and a very, very, very important election.
Plus, if you need to know what's on your ballot, I actually found this very helpful website. It's called What's on My Ballot. And if you go to this website, you can enter your information about where you live and what county you live and what district, and you can actually see a ballot and see who's on and see who's going to be on the ballot of who to vote for, and you can do your research on the candidates themselves and all of a sudden do your research and actually vote properly. It's actually a very helpful resource. I've been using it the last few times I voted as well. It's a very helpful resource.
That's fantastic. Yep. Any research they do, because that's part of the deal as well. To not just be a voter, but be an informed voter and make sure you make the right choices.
It's not very helpful if you go to vote and you have no idea who's on the ballot and you just vote for the candidate that sounds good.
I know.
It's not a good way to vote.
And I have to admit, there have been times it's like, holy cow, I don't know who these people are. And then you're put in a really bad spot.
Well, I don't know any of these people.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's why it's important to do your research beforehand.
Sports-wise, a big day for the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team. Badgers start off play in the NCAA tournament. They are in Denver, Colorado, as they will get underway early in the tourney. They tip off at 12:30 today. Number 3 seed Wisconsin, 23 wins and 8 losses, taking on the Grizz, the Montana Grizzlies. 14 seed, 22-9. And sometimes those teams that lower seeds, not from a power conference, sometimes you don't know what you're getting sometimes. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's a good basketball team that's won 22 games. But the Badgers looking to get off to a good start. And
go Badgers.
Try to get through this first weekend, get to the next weekend. It's basically three two-game tournaments. You have a game today. If they win, they have a game Saturday.
Okay.
And then if they... Then they get to the second weekend and then play either Thursday or Friday of next week and then either Saturday or Sunday. Win those two games, and then you're at the Final Four, and then you win two more games, and you're champion. So 6 games to win a championship, and they start off that road today. NCAA play gets underway at 11 a.m. local time. So people, I'm sure, again, taking a short day or keeping an eye on their computers at work, and the action goes through late tonight. Marquette does not play until tomorrow night. Marquette in action against New Mexico. They're playing in Cleveland tomorrow evening, so Golden Eagles will start their run at the NCAAs. Marquette, after some struggles late in the season, a number 7 seed, and New Mexico is a number 10 seed. Also today, the state high school boys basketball tournament is getting underway at the Kohl Center in Madison. Division 3 and Division 4 semifinals. Division 3 semifinals tip off just after 1:30. Top-seeded Freedom against number 4-seeded Elk Mound. That will be followed by number 2-seeded Milwaukee Academy of Science against number 3-seeded Lake Mills. And then tonight, the Division 4 semifinals. Bondiwell, number 1 seed, 27-1 on the season, will take on number 4-seeded Prairie School, and number 2-seeded Mineral Point will meet number 3-seeded Aquinas in the final game of the evening. A couple of teams from our area, from the Wisconsin Valley Conference, do not play until tomorrow in Division 2. Tomorrow, late afternoon, Wausau East will take on Wauwatosa West in a Division 2 semifinal. That will be the second semifinal in D2. Racine Park meets Cedarburg in the first game just after 1:30. So East and Wauwatosa West should tip off somewhere around 3:15 or so, with the winners then meeting on Saturday in the championship game. And then tomorrow night in the final game of the state semifinals, Marshfield, the Wisconsin Valley Conference champions, they will take on Wanakee. And the other Division I semifinal tomorrow night, Wisconsin Lutheran against Oshkosh North. So I ran into a couple, actually at lunchtime yesterday, I ran into a couple of the coaches at Wausau East. And obviously very excited to be able to go down to Madison and be part of this tournament. I think it's the first time in about, 17, 18 years that Wausau East has been at state. So best of luck to the Wausau East Lumberjacks, and hopefully they can bring back a gold ball. But really good stuff indeed. Time is 8:58. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be joined by Nancy Stensel, Marathon County Democratic Party Chief. She'll be with us at 9:21. We'll have our daily history lesson and our number for the day quiz at the end of the show as well. Coming up next, it's top of the hour news update, information update. I'm Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump takes his next step today to dismantle the Education Department. CBS's Weisha Zhang on the new executive order.
In a statement, the White House said the order will empower parents, states, and communities to take control and improve outcomes for all students.
Shutting down the agency would require congressional approval. Police in Troy, Michigan say a suspect is still at large following a shooting at a hospital. This man was there.
One of the workers kind of frantically was like, hey, there's a active shooter. So we went into the back room, about 10 of us, and hid under the desk.
Police believe it was an isolated incident. CBS's Rami Innocencio reports on another deadly night in Gaza as Israel has renewed its attacks on Hamas.
Body after body loaded onto ambulances and carts in the north, barely functioning hospitals inundated with the wounded, wards filling up with the dead.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
I'm Brittany.